I think Business Views Rio is particularly special in reflection back to the first Rio 20 years ago, which was really a turning point in businesses' understanding of their role, their responsibility, and the obligation they had to society. And so I think this is another step in the journey that we've had over the last decade around trying to increase the engagement of business, but also to work with, for business to work with civil society and governments to come up with better answers.
When did the business community begin to understand that the issue of global sustainability is not purely a social issue, it's also a business issue?
Well, enlightened businesses, there are some that have known this for a long, long, long time. But I'd say in the mainstream, it has really been since 1992, the first Rio, when business began to understand that their license to operate, the ability to actually function in a free enterprise capitalistic system, would be compromised if they didn't change behavior. And they had to do it collectively. And it was not about a moral responsibility. It was about a business obligation to operate in a world that was more complex, resources constrained, and growing population. So I'd say in the last 20 years, but particularly the last 6, 7, 8 years, has seen a marked increase in the way business approaches this issue.
What role can business play, not just in Rio Plus 20, but when it comes to sustainable development?
Well, I think business sees the issues of sustainable development as both a risk and an opportunity, a risk to their license to operate, a risk to regulation, a risk to interference from government and civil society. But they see it as an opportunity as well. You have a world that's going to 9 billion people in the next 30-plus years. Business sees that as an enormous opportunity, but only if they manage their consumption of resources, only if you can live on the planet within the means and, frankly, avoid the conflict that happens if you don't. So business sees this as strategic, not a social good, although it is socially important. But I think the reason you've gotten business engagement is all of a sudden this has become part of the strategic product flow, the supply chain, the strategy of the leading companies of the world.
For business, the bottom line is often making money and being profitable. How does sustainable development and being profitable go hand in hand?
Well,
how can it?
I think business will always be primarily focused on creating a profitable enterprise. I mean, I've said over and over, business's main obligation is to create a profit, create a product that produces a profit that touches more and more people, consumers around the world. But business understands that that effort's not sustainable if you're not creating a better community in the effort. So they have to do both. And frankly, that's when it becomes strategic. That's when it's not just doing good on the side. It's doing good in the mainstream of whatever your product might be.
For the business sector, what concrete outcome do you want to see from Rio Plus 20?
There's many more than just one outcome. And I think business enters into this realistically, knowing that the world is complex, resources are scarce, austerity is the name, governments have to be careful. I think what business is looking for is progress. It's looking for movement between the developed and the developing, between the North and the South, between the G7 or G1 or G2 or G20. They're looking for leadership among government, recognizing that it's hard. Progress, I think, is what business just wants to see.